The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver along with Dave Kalp at Fort Recovery's Portside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's high school boys basketball tonight here on 100.9 Fort Recovery in Ridgemont. Again, on our other stations at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM, we'll have Jay County sectional championship action coming to you from Newcastle High School. Jay County playing Hamilton Heights tonight. That'll be at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. And then once we finish here from Fort Recovery, since we are starting so early, we'll join the Jay County game in progress. We're starting early tonight because there was only two junior varsity quarters, so we'll be starting momentarily. Give us a little scoop on Ridgemont there, Dave.
Well, I went down and I talked to the coach here just, you know, very briefly, and they won last night. They beat the Plainsfield Goshen boys and improved their record now to 11-6. And like you had talked to the coach, and he'll bring us up to speed on that. They got a couple thousand-point scorers on their ball club. They traveled an hour and a half to get here. They're just a little bit southwest of Kenton, Ohio, and 71 miles they came to play the old Indians tonight. And for the Indians, you know, the only way to forget about last night is get a victory tonight, Rob.
That is the case. Well, we talked with Jim Melton a moment ago, head coach of Fort Recovery. Here is that interview. Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, Rob Weaver here, along with Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Another tough loss in the MAC last night. Coach, your take on the game?
Yeah, it was a hard-fought battle. You know, we got off to a fast start and then, you know, turned into a grinder. And, you know, we're still searching for a way to finish some of these close ones. You know, unfortunately, you know, we were 0-for-4 from the free throw line. They were 3-for-5. Those 3 points ended up being the difference. I know there's multiple plays, you know, that decide the game, but, you know, at the end of the day, we were pretty even with them on shot attempts, baskets made, turnovers, you know, rebounding. It was all real, real tight. So, you know, we just gotta find a way to finish, and we'll get there.
Well, the brackets are coming out tomorrow, and I could bet you the Indians have made a statement with the games they played this year that there won't be too many teams there that will want to play you in the first round of the tournament.
Well, we're hopeful of that. You know, we're hopeful that we've garnered some respect out there, you know, in the area, you know, despite our shortcomings at the end of games. I do believe, you know, in talking to our, you know, the coaches out there, I mean, they're – you know, it's obvious that, you know, we're a threat, and, you know, I'm sure nobody wants to play us because they know we're super hungry, so.
Mike, talk about the process of drawing up the brackets, how all that works, and I know the coaches get a vote and all that.
Yeah, this year's a little different. What they're going to do this year is for the sectionals, the higher seed will be the host, so you actually – The schools, you know, if you're the number one seed, you'll get a play throughout this sectional, which would be probably one game most teams picked for that bye. And you'll get a play at home on your home floor, to where in the past there were neutral sites like Coldwater and St. Mary's for our district. But then when you get out to the district round, it does go on out to Walpock like it typically has been done in the past.
So you could possibly play two games before WAPOC, maybe just one.
Yeah, as I look at the brackets here, you're looking at basically it appears that eight teams are going to get a home game the way the bracket's designed here. So, you know, there will be eight teams getting home games, two byes, which will go to the 1 and 2 most likely. And, you know, they have the choice. They may not want to go there. I've seen that happen before. You know, and then, you know, then when you move on out, you know, it goes from there. So, you know, it's a two game sectional at the most that you would play in any one sectional.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing how that turns out, tomorrow afternoon sometime. And, again, 14 teams involved.
Yes, there's 14 teams in our district. Yep, 14.
All right. And of course, many of the MAC schools are in there with you. I see Marion Local, Minster, New Bremen, New Knoxville, Parkway, St. Henry. It's almost a MAC sectional.
Yeah, it is, minus Coldwater and Versailles, pretty much. It's a MAC sectional. And then you add Lima, Perry, Ridgemont, Solid, Upper Scioto Valley. You know, that Spencerville's been up and down, and they can be dangerous at times. So there's some teams in there that, you know, present some challenges.
So Ridgemont's in there. So this could be a preview tonight.
It could very well be. And they're 10-6 coming in. They've had a nice season. They got a couple of really nice players. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure they're getting close to 1,000 points, each one of them. They're pretty solid. So they're two juniors, two nice players in Newland and Stuck, and they're going to present some problems tonight.
Well, Dylan Evers, 10 points in the first half last night. You'd like to see that about every game.
Yeah, we're going to reward he and Gavin tonight. I thought Gavin, Toby, and Gavin gave us a spark at times, and Dylan was, you know, played a heck of a first half. And, you know, it'd be a little different tonight with our lineups. We're going to go with Derek Judy at the point, Regan and Kale, obviously at the wings, but we're going to change it up and bring Clay Schmitz and Brian Benn off the bench. Be the first time Benny's not started in my tenure here. He's always been our man in the middle, but, you know, they're all seven of them, eight of them, including Owen, are very unselfish. And, you know, they don't, the starting stuff's overrated to them. They know they're all going to play. You know, this is just a kind of, you know, how we do our intros at the beginning. I want each of the young men to experience that a little bit and share that opportunity.
Okay, Coach. Well, hey, thanks for the conversation. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, will be back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in just a moment. Back here once again with you folks. Again, Rob Weaver along with Dave Kalf. And Dave, coach just gave us a starting lineup. It's a little bit different tonight.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like he said, he's going to reward those guys. And you know what? They played a heck of a game last night. Gavin put on a show with his dunk, and, man, that was exciting to see. And I thought maybe that might spark us enough to catch a victory last night. Just came up a little short, and like we talked last night, we've lost our three MAC games by a total of 5 points. So coach is exactly right. You know, we can play with anybody. We just got to figure out how we can have the most points at the end of the game. And I do have the starters here for the Golden Gophers. So Ridgemont Golden Gophers, Rob. They're going to start number zero, Jaden Streets. Landon Newland is a junior. Mason Stuck is a junior. Those are the two young men that the coach talked about approaching 1,000 points. Austin Elsasser is a senior. And Wade Gamble, he's a sophomore. And it looks like size-wise that the Stuck boy is 6'6". So we've got some size coming in here. It's going to be a good matchup. It's going to be a great game.
And we'll be back with the start of the game coming your way in just a moment.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $20 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is preferred, so please call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to pre-register. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
But I forgot to turn the court lights back on.
No, I think they come on with motion. They'll be on here in a second. I thought the same thing. Usually they go out and it's like, wait a minute, boys, where's our lights?
There they are.
And they pop back on. So we're good to go.
Hey, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna would like to wish the Indians the very best of luck in tonight's basketball game. They're located on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Port Recovery graduates Lori 10 and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Indians, from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. And he is accepting new patients, Dr. Thomas Banna. And Ridgemont gets the tap to start the game here. We're underway. They're in their green uniforms. Don't see many green uniforms.
No.
A few. Greenville, for example. You say, where's Greenman?
The big green from Ottaville.
Yes, they do. Ball's tipped out of bounds, and Ridgemont will keep it. I think maybe Dylan Evers touched it last. Dylan had a great first half last night with 10 points in the first half last evening. Here we go with the inbounds pass. Comes in there to Wade Gamble. Welcome to you folks listening on pay-per-view and watching on pay-per-view. Shot is missed by Ridgemont's Mason Stook. And here comes Port Recovery with the basketball. Port Recovery girls lost today to a tough Tri-Village squad. I think you had that final score there.
Yeah, I think it was 66-41. It sounded like it was a pretty rough ball game, and girls came out on the short end. A couple of tough losses in a row for them.
Here's Kale Rammel, corner shot. Yes. Kale Rammel drills a corner shot to make the score 3-0. Indians on top here. Again, Fort Recovery won the junior varsity two-quarter game, 25-14. They were led by Rex Leverett with 9. Here's a steal by Fort Recovery. There is Derek Judy missing the layup. Rebound, Dylan Evers back up and in.
Nice job, Dylan Evers. Offensive rebound and a putback.
That makes a score 5-0 now. Fort Recovery with the lead. Kale Rammel, three-pointer, and Dylan Evers a layup. And here's a wild shot. Fort Recovery's Kale Rammel comes down with it. On the left, it goes to Dylan Evers. Back outside to Kale Rammel. Here's Derek Judy, top of the key. Backs up to the center circle. Right side to Regan Martin. Martin goes back to Derek Judy on the right. Derek dribbles out front, very closely guarded. Dumps it off to Regan Martin. Now to Gavin Toby. There is Kale Rammel. A baseline shot is missed. Rebound Toby, no good. And he's going to be at the free throw line as Gavin Toby is fouled. He had a fantastic dunkaroo last night, by the way.
I tell you what, I don't think anybody in this gym expected him to do that, especially me. And, man, when he put it down, he did it with some force, and it was fun to watch.
And it's up and no good off the back of the rim. Well, normally in a case like that, you would not dunk the ball because he had an easy layup, and it was a crucial basket in the game. But he didn't take any qualms about it.
No, sir. He's like, this is my chance. I'm going to take it home.
And he thrilled the people that were here. Here's one more. It's no good again. Rebound comes down to Regan Martin. Way to go, Regan. Outside to Derek Judy. He'll feed in the right corner. Dylan Evers fires a three. It goes.
How about that?
5 points for Dylan Evers tonight as he drills a three from the right corner. Ridgemont with the basketball. They're 11-6 on the year. A couple of 1,000-point players on their team in Landon Newland and Mason Stook. Yeah,
he's a big boy in there at 6'6". That's him with the ball right now. And nice move.
Mason Stuck puts it up and in. Stuck gives Ridgemont their first basket of the game. Ridgemont is coached by, guess who? Nick Stuck. Must be related to Mason.
I'm going to go on a limb and say probably right, Rob.
Mason Stuck is a big boy.
Mm-hmm.
He puts it up and got the free throw, and he's got a sweet shot. 8-3, Fort Recovery with a 5-point lead. There is Clay Smith who's in the game. He feeds over to Derek Toby in the left corner. Back outside to Clay. Right side it goes to Regan Martin on the right wing. Kale Rammel. Regan Martin with the ball. Back outside to Brian Benn who just came in. Left side it goes to Derek Toby. Toby in the corner. Clay Smith fires a three.
Boom.
Clay Smits, who just came in, brings a three. And it's now 11-3. Ridgemont with the basketball. And they're going to call a foul on Fort Recovery as Landon Newland was fouled on the play.
His first team second.
You know, Stuck is 6'6", Newland is 6'3".
Oh, I know, that's what I said. They got some size. And
there's a three-pointer by Stuck. He missed it. Rebound comes to Kale Rammel. Out to Derek Judy. Derek comes across the timeline. Right side to Regan Martin. Martin dribbling the basketball. Lobs it into Brian Benn, but it's too long. The pass is too, let him too much. Ridgemont comes up with the ball. As Brian Benn hit the floor there, but he's okay. Here's an outside shot. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Derek Judy. Missing the shot there was Jaden Streets for Ridgemont. Here's Kale Rammel.
Nice job, Kale Rammel. Kale Rammel got his feet planted, and he set up perfect for that shot, and Indians out to a hot start again tonight.
I think Ridgemont, they're checking the floor because Brian Benn slid on the floor. They want to make sure there's no moisture down there. I don't think he had time to work up a sweat. He just came in the game. They're going to. So no timeout. Here comes Ridgemont with the basketball. Austin Elsasser tossed it in. Here's Landon Newland. He'll dump it into Elsasser in the corner to Stuck. Misses the three. Rebound K.O. Rammel of Fort Recovery. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, also Burn, Indiana, and Union City. Derek Judy fires it up and missed it, and they're going to call a charge on Derek Judy. Offensive foul on Derek Judy. He'll come out. Gavin Toby will come back in.
It's Derek's second foul here in the first 4 minutes of this ball game.
Take advantage of the Handicap Medical Equipment Center, owned and operated by Cal Pharmacy in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. They have everything you need in handicap medical equipment. Outside with the basketball there was Ridgemont's Grant Reppert. Is that it?
Yeah, I think it is Reppert. Yep, that's exactly what he said.
And the ball just went off of Reppert as he streaked across the baseline, and Austin Elsasser tried to hit him, and it bounced off of Reppert and out of bounds. Kale Rammel will bring it up across the timeline. We'll hand it to Gavin Toby. Toby circles around, dumps it into Brian Benn. Back up and in. Brian Benn gets his first basket. He's averaging right around 10 points a game, by the way, for the Indians. Coach Melton said he has started every game that he has coached except for tonight.
Is that right?
Landon Newland fires a three, and he got it.
That one looked like it was on from the get-go, didn't it?
Timeout Ridgemont, and that cuts the lead to 10, 16-6. Fort Recovery on top in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Wee-woo, wee-woo.
Do you know why I pulled you over, sir?
No, officer, I'm not aware.
You're speeding in a school zone.
Sorry, officer, I was trying to hurry up and get to Cooper's to dump my load of corn.
That is no reason to be speeding.
Markets are really nice prices right now. I'm making a profit this year.
Oh my, I didn't realize markets were that high. I'll let you off with a warning this time, but maybe I should give you an escort to Cooper Farms just to be safe.
Folks, let Cooper Farms help you with your corn marketing needs. Please give us a call at 1-800-637-7161.
There's Larry Brown. He always comes to the games. Seems like you see him at every game. Superintendent of the school.
Absolutely. He shows up at a lot of athletic events.
And here's the ball stolen by Newland of Ridgemont. He lays it in. Landon Newland steals and lays it in. And it's a 5-point total for him tonight. And the score is 16-8. Ridgemont kind of back in the game here. Right side, Gavin Toby. He'll feed back outside. Clay Smits, Regan Martin. On the left side, it goes to Kale Rammel. And he drills another three. Man, are they hitting tonight.
Give him nine for the night already.
Their shooting percentage has to be fantastic. Right side it goes, back outside. With the ball there for Ridgemont is Grant Repperts. Now it goes over to Jaden Streets. Streets passes into Newland, back to Streets. He puts it up and
nice play.
Jaden Streets, a senior for Ridgemont, scoring. And it's down 19-10. Fort Recovery by 9. Clay Smith's on the left to Regan Martin. Martin back outside to Brian Benn. Right to Gavin Toby. He'll drive in. And the shot is blocked there by Newland. And Ridgemont comes down with the rebound. Right side it goes. There's Jaden Streets on a three, and he drills it. Jaden Streets drills a three. Got a kind of a running game going here now.
Starting to warm up, aren't they?
Yeah. 19-13, Fort Recovery by 6. Regan Martin hands off to Clay Smith. Turn, spins, fires, and hits. Nice move by Clay Smith.
Give him 5 on the night. That was a nice spin move by Schmitty.
Yeah, that doggone it, that shoulder injury setting behind. But, boy, he's coming around. Outside, there's Newland with a three-pointer. He got it. Landon Newland, and now it's 21-16.
It's 37 points in the first 7 minutes, Rob.
Minute 12 to go here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget about Cal Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. And there's Clay Smith missing a three. Rebound, Gavin Toby. They will deliver your prescriptions to you right to your home every week. Cal Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, Bern, and Union City celebrating their 40th anniversary. Regan Martin is fouled from behind. Reaching around was Grant Repperts. Out of bounds to the Indians here.
His first on the night. Indians dominating the boards on both ends of the floor tonight so far. Hope they can keep that up.
Once again, coming up, we have the Newcastle sectional championship game, Jay County and Hamilton Heights. That'll be at 1440 a.m. and 105.3 FM tonight. Or you can listen on your smartphone at WPGWradio.com. Kale Ramble goes in the lane. Floater good. Kale Ramble's having quite a game with 11 points in the first quarter. That's how we thought he would be playing all year this year.
Well, let's hope he keeps it up the entire game.
Landon Newland goes around, puts it up and in. Nice move by Landon Newland.
That kid's a player, buddy.
Again, he's a 1,000-point scorer for Ridgemont. 23-18 now, 5-point lead. Fort Recovery with the ball, 17 seconds. Kale Ramble with it. He'll stop. Feeds over to Regan Martin. Indians will try to take the last shot here. Down to 8 seconds. There's Ramble on a three. No good. Doesn't go this time. Ooh!
Bidding
Brian
Benn
hit his head. Brian Benn went down, hit his head. I hope he's okay.
Shook it off pretty quick, didn't he?
He says I'm okay. I hope he was. You could hear his head hit.
Yeah, he hit pretty hard.
So it's going to be Fort Recovery's basketball. Ben went up for the rebound, came right down on his back and hit his head in the process. Into Brian Ben. Ball's loose, picked up by Ben. He'll fire a three. Does not go. That's the end of your first quarter of play. The shootout at the OK Corral. Fort Recovery 23, Ridgemont 18. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget their location in Fort Recovery is open extra hours during the week until 7 o'clock Monday through Thursday until 6 on Fridays, Cal Pharmacy. We'll return in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Rob Weaver along with Dave Kalp here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery Ridgemont tonight. Non-conference game, of course. Richmond 11-6. Fort Recovery's 9-9 after another tough conference loss last night. We've lost three conference games, and all of them we could have won.
No, absolutely. Absolutely we could have won them.
Fort Recovery will have the ball to start the second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Right side to Clay Smiths. Clay goes in the lane, scoops it up. Brian Benn got the rebound, scores. Brian Benn with his fourth point of the evening. It's 25-18. Richmond with the basketball. Grant Reppert passes on the right side to Landon Newland. Newland tried to cross-court pass, and it's picked off by Dylan Evers. He feeds to Clay Smiths, who scores. Give Dylan Evers the assist. Clay Smiths the basket.
Wow. Keep it going, Indians.
And it's 27-18. Indians on top by nine here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. There's a set shot from the corner. Doesn't go. Rebound, Dylan Evers. Good shot by Jaden Streets, but he couldn't get it to go down. He was unguarded there. We were fortunate.
Yeah, he had a very open look.
Clay Smiths will fire and hit.
Smitty's hot.
Man, is he ever hot. 9 points for Clay Smiths tonight here with 6:53 to go in the second quarter of play. Right side, back over on the left side. There's Newland on the corner. It goes, and Stuck puts it up and in. Stuck. Mason Stuck puts it up and in. It's a three-pointer. He has 6 points tonight.
They got 16 of the 21 here, the 2,000-point scorers.
Here's a shot up and good. Regan Martin scoring.
It's a beautiful move. Nice little lay-in.
Right side it goes to Stuck. Outside to Reppert. Back to Stuck. No, that was Streets. Now back on the left to Landon Newland. He misses it. Rebound comes to Rammel. Down to Clay Smiths.
Holy cow.
Clay Smiths with another two. They only gave 2 points a moment ago to...
Who's that?
Mason Stuck.
Oh, really?
Well, I thought it was a three, didn't you? Here's a three-point shot by Jaden Streets.
I got him for 6 points. Number 10.
Here's a shot.
Oh, he was good.
Okay. Yeah, that was right. Who scored there?
Benny.
Another one by Brian Benn. We just keep pouring them in here. My Lord.
I'm out of ink.
And
that,
tipped away
right
by
there.
Regan Martin. Here is Dylan Evers at the other end. He misses the layup. Rebound comes to Ridgemont. Reppert with the basketball. Right side it goes to Jaden Streets. Back out top. In the game now for Ridgemont, by the way, is Wade Gamble. And here's a basket up and in by Ridgemont. Landon Newland scoring, and he is fouled in the act of shooting.
Yeah, Dylan got a hand on him, and he's going to go back for the N1 here.
Clay Smiths will go out. Brian Benn will go out. Gavin Toby will come in. And Derek Judy came back in. At the free throw line, Landon Newland, and he hits it. He is a sweet shooter. That was his first attempt of the night. 35-27, an 8-point game. Right side to Regan Martin. Martin will hand off to Gavin Toby. There's Cale Rammel, another three. That one's way off the mark. Had misjudged that one. Rebound came to Reppert for, again, the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. Inside it's up and no good. Rebound comes to Regan Martin. Tipped out there, actually, by Reppert. Toby to K.O. Rammel, opposite side. Back to Regan Martin on the wing. He'll dribble in, fires it up. A collision, no call. That probably was an offensive foul.
Yeah, I think it was. He was sitting there just waiting on him. And the thing that happened, Regan didn't go on the floor. So then hardly ever called out a charge.
Landon knew, it's Stuck with the ball. And he is fouled by Gavin Toby. Mason Stuck is fouled. And he'll be at the free throw line with two shots. He has 6 points on the night. He's a 1,000-point scorer for them this year. I mean, that says something about the talent you have when you have two kids get 1,000 points in the same year.
Well, the other thing is they're juniors.
And also says something about the style of ball they play, too.
Yep, they like to go.
Mason stuck another one. It's good.
They are 4-for-4 from the line tonight, Rob.
Both juniors, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
35-29. It's only a six-point game as good as Fort Recovery has played. And Jim Melton wants timeout for the Fort Recovery Indians. So we'll be back in a moment here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, built tough with poultry growers in mind and available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on State Route 49. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Another team we follow in Indiana, Blackford High School. They have the state's leading scorer right now, and he passed 2,500 points the other night.
Luke Brown did.
Luke Brown over 2,500 points. He's sixth on the all-time Indiana scoring list.
That young man is impressive. I got to see him only one time, and he put on a show.
Unfortunately, this year, not many people have been able to go watch him because of COVID-19.
I know it. Frustrating.
Gavin Toby, there's Clay Smits. He'll fire, he'll hit. Clay Smits collided with Jaden Streets. Streets went down, and the official thought it was just a phony baloney. Didn't call a foul.
I think a little bit of it was. And not saying he didn't touch him, but that's deserving of the foul.
Here's Streets going to the hole. He missed it. Rebound, Brian Benn. Regan Martin with the ball. Here is Derek Judy out front. Hands off to Regan Martin. Scoops to Brian Benn underneath. He missed the shot. Rebound comes to the Ridgemont Golden Gophers, Wes McKinley.
It's one of the JV players that played in the first two quarters here.
And there's a play up and no good by Streets on a backdoor play. And he is fouled in the act of shooting. Jaden Streets will go to the free throw line for his first free throws of the night. You know, New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Free throws up and no good by Jaden Streets. He's one of the few seniors. They only have two seniors on the team. So they got a lot coming back next year.
Absolutely. This young man's got 8 points on the night, though.
And that one's good. He hits one of two. Yeah, he must be a pretty good scorer, obviously. He's got 9 points.
Yeah, absolutely.
Left side to Clay Smith. Fort Recovery with the ball, leading 37-30 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Derek Judy with the ball out front. Passing to Regan Martin. Martin goes to the right, stops, pops, and misses. Way off the mark. Ball goes out of bounds off of Elsasser for Ridgemont. Austin Elsasser is the other senior on the team. Derek Judy will put it in play. Goes over in the right corner. Regan Martin open. Does not go. Rebound comes down to Mason Stuck. Stuck with the basketball. Passing on the left side. Landon Newland with it there. He'll pass inside to Stuck. And Stuck tried to knock it off of Clay Smits, and he missed him. And Fort Recovery comes up with the basketball.
Turnover number 6 here so far this evening for the Golden Gophers.
How are we doing on that department?
We're on 2. We're taking care of the ball so far.
That's what we like to
see. Dominating the rebounds.
There's Clay Smits in the lane. Missed the shot. And a jump ball is called. Dylan Evers and Landon Newland tied it up. So it's going to go to Ridgemont on the alternating possession. For outstanding service for your farm equipment, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio, just right down the road from here on State Route 49. Elsasser with the basketball for the Ridgemont Golden Gophers around the horn. There's Newland into Stuck. Stuck tries to pass off, and it's through the hands of his teammate. Regan Martin has it and misses a layup. Wide open layup that Regan should have had.
Yeah, that one should have been down.
Let's hope we don't look at that and remember that later on. Inside Streets, and he can't get it to his teammate. Cale Rammel knocked it down. Here's Derek Judy underneath to Clay Smith, and he is fouled by Elsasser.
Yeah, he was. Elsasser didn't think he did, but I believe.
1:31 left to go on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service first half scoreboard. Any of you who have tuned in for the Jay County game, we remind you that's being aired on our AM side at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Then as soon as we're done here, we have a half to go here. We'll join the game in progress. Gavin Toby gets the inbounds pass. He misses a layup. Here's Clay, or I should say Cale Rammel, and he gets a three. Kind of breaks a drought for us.
Absolutely. Give him 14, even though we've missed two easy bunnies in there, Rob.
Cale had 11 points in the first quarter, 14 now for the game. Yes, we did miss two easy layups. Ridgemont with the basketball. Here's a shot by Stuck. No good. Nice move there in the lane, but he couldn't get it to go down. Here is Gavin Toby. He'll put it up. No good, and he is fouled by Stuck. Mason Stuck gets called for the foul. And it's going to be going to the line, Gavin Toby. The last time he was there, he missed both of his opportunities.
Two.
Come on, Gavin. Gavin's still looking for his first point tonight. Bounces the basketball, puts it up, and it is no good. He'll have one more. He's missed three in a row. And a reminder to you listeners for Jay County, if you can't get the AM or 105.3 FM very good, you can always go to your smartphone, WPGWradio.com, WPGWradio.com. And Gavin Toby hits the second free throw to make it 41-30. Indians on top by 11. Here's Elsasser. The ball is loose and picked up by Gavin Toby.
Holy cow, did you see that, Mr. Rob Weaver?
He dunked it again. Second dunk in two nights.
He came from way outside to get that one and hammered it home.
Gavin Toby dunked it for the second night in a row. What a dunk by Gavin Toby.
Man, he left that block, and he put it down across the guy this time.
The basket up and good by Landon Newland on the Ridgemont end. And he was fouled on the play in the act of shooting, so he'll be at the line for one. Landon Newland up and no good, in and out. Rebound, Brian Benn. Right side, Cale Rammel. Back outside. There's a drive by Judy. He missed it. He's fouled from behind by Newland. And on Newland, that's number one on him. So going to the line for the Indians here will be Derek Judy. Gavin Toby, wow. He's 6'3", so he's got some height to him, but man, he can jump. He can jump.
Looky there.
Free throw's no good by Derek Judy. He has not scored yet tonight. 43-32 as we approach halftime here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. One more for Derek Judy. You got
it. There you go.
It's now 44-32. 12-point lead.
Full court pressure now by the Indians here.
And they get it across the timeline. There's Newland with it. He'll go to the baseline. Stops. Passes way out to Elsasser. No, that's not Elsasser. That is...
Reppert.
Yeah, Reppert. Reppert with the basketball. He'll give it off. There's Newland. Has the ball stripped away. Regan Martin comes down with it. A long shot off the rim and no good.
Wow. Great half of basketball for the purple and white, Rob.
20 points in the second quarter. 23 points in the... Actually, 21 points in the second quarter. And 23 points in the first quarter. 44 for the half. And the Indians lead 44-32 over Ridgemont here at halftime. We'll give you all the stats coming up. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? See Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard, from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back with the halftime stats coming your way. Indians of Fort Recovery leading 44-32 over the Ridgemont Golden Gophers.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver, Dave Kalp back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, where the Fort Recovery Indians lead over Ridgemont 44-32. Again, I will remind you, Jay County listeners, you may have tuned in for the Jay County girls game. That's being heard on our other stations, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Again, that's 1440 AM or 105.3 FM. Again, if you have trouble receiving one of those two stations, if you're in the outlying area, you can always listen on your smartphone at WPGWRadio.com. You don't need a special app or anything. Just type in WPGWRadio.com and click on Listen Live at the top of that page. Well, Dave, wow, what a half.
You know what? 44 points. I'm just thinking, didn't we have 42 last night at the end of the game? We put on a show here, clinic shooting-wise, and just great to see. I mean, we're playing a different type of ball game tonight. We're running, we're shooting, we're scoring, we're rebounding like crazy, we're forcing turnovers, and I think against a pretty decent ball club here, Rob. They're 11-6 now. They come from the Northwest Central Conference, which I don't know much about that. But you know what? I mean, they got three guys in the scoring column, and they're led by Landon Newland with 15. And then Jaden Streets, the senior, has 9. And then Mason Stuck has 8. For the Indians, we've got 7 guys in the scoring column. And we're led by Cale Ramble with 14, followed closely by Schmitty with 13. Brian Benn's got 6, Dylan Evers with 5, Gavin Toby with 3, and that should actually count for a couple more with that slam dunk that he had. Derek Judy's got 1, Regan Martin with a bucket. So the Indians are dominating here on the boards. We're out-rebounding them 15-7. I think they had 5 straight turnovers down here on the defensive end. And for the Golden Gophers, I'm sure the coach is going to talk about the turnovers and hanging on to the ball. They've turned the ball over 10 times, according to my stats, and the Indians only twice. So taking good care of the ball, and man, that was a fun half of basketball to watch.
That was a fun half, and Gavin Toby again topped it off with another dunk tonight. Second night in a row that he's dunked the ball here for the Indians.
Well, and he's definitely got the confidence to do it right now, don't he? Because he took that up and over that defender. You
forget he's 6'3", because we have so many tall kids on this team. He looks small. But 6'3 ain't too small.
I was at the hardware store today talking to Clay Schmitz's dad, and I said, man, we got to set up some kind of an alley-oop play or something to that young man. And he said the guy that can actually jump the highest is Dylan. You know, and Dylan's, I don't know, what have we got Dylan labeled in here? 6'4", So he's a 6'4", but he said he can just stand there and two-hand dunk it anytime he wants. And I said, man, let's set up the alley-oop to Dylan then. But, you know, Gavin is just such an athlete, and we got to take advantage of that.
I was in the locker room last night, and they were talking about that. Coach asked me, what's your vertical jump? I said, oh, about 2 inches.
2 inches. And that's coming off the last step right here in the bleachers.
Yeah. 44-32 Indians lead here.
Yeah, it was a super half here. And like you said, we scored 23 points in the first quarter, 21 in the second quarter. And holy cow, I mean, that's got to be our best of the year. At this point, I can't think of any other game where we have had 44 points at a half. And maybe, you know, we talked, you know, maybe the kids said, let's run a gun, Coach. Let's do it. Let's do it like we did last Saturday. That was fun. And you know, maybe Coach says, hey, let's do it. So, you know, if that's the case, hands down, let's try it here. Let's see what happens. And let's hang on and win this, baby. We got a 12-point lead. We know they're a good club, and they can come back and clip us yet. But let's at this point, I'm tickled to death to watch this ball game.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk about the reserve game, which was only two quarters, right after we pause for this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Wee-woo, wee-woo.
Do you know why I pulled you over, sir?
No, officer, I'm not aware.
You're speeding in a school zone.
Sorry, officer, I was trying to hurry up and get to Cooper's to dump my load of corn.
That is no reason to be speeding.
Markets are really nice prices right now. I'm making a profit this year.
Oh my, I didn't realize markets were that high. I'll let you off with a warning this time, but maybe I should give you an escort to Cooper Farms just to be safe.
Folks, let Cooper Farms help you with your corn marketing needs. Please give us a call at 1-800-637-7161.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on your FM dial. As soon as we finish this game, we are going to join the Jay County game tonight at Newcastle. So it should be around halftime when we rejoin that game. But we do remind you, if you want to hear all the Jay County game, it's at our other stations, 1440 AM or 105.3 FM. That's 1440 AM or 105.3 FM. For the Jay County game going on right now with Hamilton Heights. In the B game here, the reserve game, the JV game, whatever you want to call it, Fort Recovery won 25-14. Indians were led by Rex Leverett, who had 9 points on 3 threes, 6 points for Landon Post on 3 2-point baskets, 6 points for Caleb Evers on 3 2-point baskets, 3 points for Troy Holman on a free throw and a 2-point basket. Fort Recovery 25 and Ridgemont 14. Again, the girls lost today to Tri-Village. That score again was?
66-41, Rob. Again, beat by 25. Spencey said it was rough. He said it was extremely rough. And he said that it was just kind of out of control. So didn't get to see it. Didn't witness it. Don't know. Going on Mr. Spencer's report.
So two games in a row, the Indians have had a tough time in girls basketball, losing to Minster on Thursday night and then to Tri-Village today. And to be quite honest, let's be fair about it, those two teams are in the top five teams in the state.
Without a doubt, and that's good for the girls to play these teams and realize, hey, we got to keep working here.
Well, Fort Recovery did not score on the first possession, so Ridgemont has the basketball as it went out of bounds.
Benny picked up a foul on that rebound there, too.
Landon Newland will drive and score. Landon Newland puts it in, wears number 5 on his uniform. It's now a 10-point game, 44-34. Newland is the team's leading scorer. He's got 17 tonight. Wow.
Yeah, he's a player.
And again, he's only a junior for Ridgemont. Puts it up, and it is good.
Young man can shoot the free throws. I'm not sure he picked that foul up right there, Rob. Did you see who that was?
I did not. So, Fort Recovery with the basketball.
Up by 9, huh? 44-35. Smitty with a shot, and I think that's going to be a foul on Clay Schmitz.
Here comes Dylan Evers back in the game, and Gavin Toby will come back in. Brian Benn will leave, and so will Clay Schmitz. Again, we welcome you folks watching on pay-per-view. You're listening to WPGW Radio in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. And if you're from Ridgemont, yes, sorry, we are a bit biased for the Indians. There's a offensive foul on Ridgemont.
Number 14. Is that what they showed right there?
No, it was on...
Nope, Wade Gamble, number 24.
Yeah. 24, not 14.
That's correct.
Here's Derek Judy, comes to the top of the key, hands off to Gavin Toby. There's Kale Rammel on a 3 and does not go. Rebound comes down to Stuck. I'm sorry, that was to, not Stuck, but Streets. Stuck with the ball, back to Streets. Jaden Streets, on the left side it goes. There's Landon Newland. He'll dribble in. No shot there. Shoots anyway. Rebound comes to Kale Rammel and out of bounds. And that was an ill-advised shot by Newland, as he just didn't have any. He was well defended. But they still got the ball back, so last touch Fort Recovery, says the official. Elsasser will toss it in. Comes to Newland on the left. He'll pop the shot, and he missed. Rebound, Regan Martin. Martin to Derek Judy, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Jaden Streets of Ridgemont. Never have done a Ridgemont game in my life. This is a first tonight.
We might get to do 2 in a month.
Yes, could possibly. They could possibly play Fort Recovery in the sectional.
Get in there,
Regan.
Come
Martin
on, baby.
On the left side, no good. Rebound comes down to Mason Stuck, and the ball's tipped out of his hands by Gavin Toby. It'll be given back to Ridgemont. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's a steal by Dylan Evers to Kale Rammel. Rammel, free throw line, left side to Regan Martin. He'll have a reverse layup and miss it. Rebound, Ridgemont. Boy, Kale Rammel passed up a beautiful shot there.
Yeah, he could have taken that shot really
easy. My goodness. Here's a ball tipped by Kale Rammel. Derek Judy has it. Indians with a steal. Here's Kale Rammel, and he misses that one. Rebound, Regan Martin, and he's going to be, who's going to be fouled? It's going to be Ridgemont calling for the foul. They're going to call Newland for the foul on Regan Martin. That's a tough call. That could have gone either way.
Yeah, they're both going after the ball right there. You can take a pick.
Don't forget, if you want to check out the job opportunities at Cooper Farms, and they have a lot of them, as they're a very big company, go to cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. Fort Recovery with the basketball here, leading 44-35, and there's a foul call on Ridgemont. On Newland again, that's his third.
Yeah, let's see what was going on down there. I think him and Kale was pushing a little bit.
So Newland will go out. Their leading scorer will hit the bench. That's going to hurt him. Derek Toby tossing into Regan Martin. Regan dribbling the basketball back outside to Derek Judy. Judy will pass off to Smith's baseline jumper. Does not. Yes, it does go.
Back in there. We down. Needed that to get off that snide there. We couldn't get off 44. So
down in, down out, back in. And here's Ridgemont being pressed full court by the Indians. And they get it up the court, right side and up and in. Nice play by Ridgemont. They beat the Indians down the court, and Wade Gamble scoring.
That's unbelievable. I thought we might have a chance of getting that ball, and they come down and get a layup.
Nice fast break off the press. Derek Judy with the ball, feeds to Regan Martin. Martin goes to Derek or Gavin Toby, and Gavin Toby crashes into Ridgemont, and it's going to be an offensive foul on Gavin Toby.
Third foul on Gavin, so he'll come out of the game.
That was just, he was just kind of out of control on that one. I don't like the way things are going here,
well,
Coach.
Well, I was thinking of it myself here. Let's go, boys. 2 points here.
46-37, Indians on top. Ridgemont with the ball. We're in the third quarter. Ball's loose and picked up by Derek Judy. Judy comes down on the left side. And baseline stops, double team, passes out to Clay Smiths. Passing over to K.O. Rammel. There's Judy in a corner shot. No good. Won't go. Rebound and a foul's on Brian Benn.
I think they just called it out of bounds, I think, Rob. I don't think
they
called
a bill. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Just out of bounds to Ridgemont. That wouldn't have been any huge deal for Brian. He only has one foul tonight. Right side to Landon Newland.
Wow.
There's a shot up and in.
Mason stuck,
and they put Newland back in the game with those three fouls, so he was out for a very short period of time. Outside to Derek Judy. And here is a timeout called by Jim Melton and the Indians. As the lead is only 6 points, it was 12 at halftime, and the Indians have only been able to score 2 points in this third quarter on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Once again, we will remind you, if you've tuned in for the Jay County game tonight, that's being heard on our other stations, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. And again, we'll be joining that game as soon as we're done here, probably about a halftime. Jay County playing Hamilton Heights tonight for the sectional championship. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Fort Recovery with the ball as we resume action. Kale Rammel back outside to Regan Martin into Brian Benn, up and in.
There we go, Benny.
Point number 8 for Brian Benn tonight, and he is fouled on the play. Going to call Mason Stuck with the foul, his second.
Benny got perfect position right there, and there was nothing he could do on that one.
Brian Benn will shoot the free throw. Spins the ball. It's up, and it's good.
There we go.
Brian is 6'6", they say.
6'6", and I thought I saw the other day he was 330.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Me neither.
He's a big guy. Here's a foul called on Fort Recovery as Newland was fouled. They kept Newland in there.
Regan Martin now with three fouls along with Gavin Toby for the Tribe. A young man that just came in there for Ridgemont. Colton Whitaker led the team in the JV game with 8. Came off the bench there, too.
Newland with the ball. Back outside it goes. There's Grant Reppert. Reppert will pass on the left to Mason Stuck. Stuck. I keep wanting to say Stuck. But Stuck is the name.
Stuck.
It's pronounced Stuck, like stuck on me. Here's Landon Newland with the ball out front. Right side it goes to Stuck. He's the son of the coach. Right side. There is Jaden Streets. He has the ball, stops, hooks it up and in.
Nice shot right there. Give him 11 on the night.
49-42, 7-point lead for the Indians. They have the ball here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Want to sell your corn? Sell your corn to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Call them on their toll-free line. Here's Cale Rammel. Good.
There you go, Cale.
Cale Rammel hits that for a 12-footer. Toll-free line to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, 800-637-7161, 800-637-7161. Richmond calls time. 2:12 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back. Indians lead 51-42.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save up to $1,750 now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Just a stone's throw away from right where we're at, Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer.
We got a lot of tractors in this town. You know that, Rob?
A lot of tractors, a lot of activity in agriculture in this town.
That's for sure. That's for sure. We're blessed.
J&M Manufacturing, man. They put out a bunch of those grain trailers, don't they?
Yeah, they go all over the United States, all over the world now.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. I still can't get over Gavin's dunk over that guy. I'm telling you, that's top 10 in Fort Recovery gym right here in dunks.
Two nights in a row for Gavin Toby with dunk shots.
That might even be top 5. I don't know. That was impressive.
Here's a shot from the left side, up and no good by Jaden Streets, and a foul on the rebound on Richmond. Going to call that one on Wade Gamble.
I think he just kind of came in there late. Kind of came across the top of Benny, didn't he?
I missed him, so all I saw him was laying on the ground. Wade Gamble laying on the ground after the play.
Well, he ran into a brick wall.
That's for sure. 51-42, Indians on top here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Cale Rammel turns, feeds in the left to Derek Judy. Back out here to Clay Smits. Dylan Evers on the left to Derek Judy. Here's Cale Rammel over to Dylan Evers. He misses the three-pointer. Rebound, Derek Judy. We're missing Owen Judy because he injured his ankle last week in the Valley game. Here's a shot by Cale Rammel. No good. That was about a 16-footer. Rebound comes to Richmond. Owen Judy is going to be out of there for an undetermined amount of time. Here's Mason Stuck. Puts it up no good on a three-point shot. Rebound Derek Judy. Right side Cale Rammel
there, baby.
Is wide open. He missed it.
We're cold.
He was wide open, and there's a foul call on Clay Smith.
Indians, just if we could just do away with the halftime thing. Rob, if we can just do away with the halftime thing, I can't imagine what our record would be.
We have had a tough third quarter here, that's for sure. 51-42, Indians do lead. But we've only scored 9 points in this quarter. Actually, we've only scored 8 points in this quarter.
That's correct. Seven.
Or, no, seven. Seven.
We'll get it right.
Yeah, I'll get it right at the third time. Here's a shot by Jaden Streets. He grills
way
a three.
Out there. Way out there.
He was open, too.
Streets on the other end says, I'll do that.
Clay Smits cans a three.
Give him 18 on the nine. Good for Smitty.
Left side it goes. There's a shot by Jaden Streets, three-point shot on the left, and he missed it and goes out of bounds. Fort Recovery will get the basketball with 23 seconds to go, and you know what's going to happen. Going to hold the ball here for one shot.
For sure. That's a big answer for Smitty, though, to come down there and nail that three. That could be a a dagger a little bit because they creeped back in there to six and boom, right back to nine.
We led by 12 at halftime, so we've lost a little bit of our lead, but not much. Derek Judy to Cale Rammel, turns, fires, and misses. Rebound, Cale Rammel. There's Judy.
Got to shoot.
He fires it up and missed it, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Fort Recovery Indians 54 and 45 for the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and also help answer any questions you may have. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
One quarter to go here. Fort Recovery leads 54 to 45. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. 54-45, Indians by nine.
Surely we can hang on to this one, Rob.
Surely
we can. They definitely can put the ball in the hole. They got a little foul trouble there with their big guy. And he picks up one early in this quarter. That would make a big difference.
Indians slated for two games for next weekend, Friday and Saturday again. There is no conference game on Friday night. Conference games, I don't believe. Here's a shot from the left side. It's good. Three-point basket by Jaden Streets.
Jaden Streets warming up. That's 17 for that young man.
Actually, they've got him for 18 on the board. No, I'm sorry, 17. You're right. 18 for Newland. Here is a drive by Derek Judy. Nice shot up and in.
That was beautiful.
3 points for Derek Judy.
Finger rolled a little spin off the glass. Nice.
Absolutely. 56-48, Ridgemont with the ball. Elsasser with it. He'll feed on the left to Jaden Streets. Back out top it goes to Stuck. Now with the ball, there's Grant Reppert on the left to Streets. And he tries to pass to Newland, and it goes through Newland's hands and out of bounds.
It was unofficially 14 turnovers for those guys tonight, and the Indians now with just three yet.
Wow, that's impressive. Very impressive. Three turnovers. Right side it goes to Cale Rammel. Around the horn, Dylan Evers on the left to Clay Smits. Derek Judy passes in to Brian Benn. He puts a move on Stuck. Missed it. Rebound comes to Mason Stuck.
Left it a little short there. And
down comes Repper.
Oh, it's blocked great by block by Evers. Dylan.
Dylan Evers on the block. Judy has it. He'll come down. Back out to Cale Rammel. Left side to Dylan Evers. Shoot the ball, Dylan.
It wasn't the best pass to him. I thought he was going to. That would have been perfect timing. Block a shot and come down and bomb a three.
Right side, Dylan Evers lobs it in to Derek Judy. Back out to Evers. Now he dribbles, comes back out. Brian Benn with the ball at top of the key. Around the horn on the left. Cale Rammel back out to Benn between the circles. Right side to Derek Judy. Here's Clay Smits in the right corner. Back around the horn it goes again. And there's a collision, no call. Here's Ben on a three, got it.
Hello. Hello, Benny.
Brian Ben drills a three-point basket. 59-48, 11-point lead now for the Indians here in the fourth quarter. Here's a shot by Newland, he missed it. He's cooled off.
Well, he just about picked up his fourth foul right there too, Rob.
Yep. Rebound, Derek Judy. Judy down the lane, scoops it up, missed it. Rebound, Mason Stuck. Stuck will hand off to Grant Reppers. Here's a shot by Streets.
That young man is hot, baby. That's 20 for him.
Jaden Streets with his 20th point of the night on a three-point basket. Timeout.
Back to an eight-point game.
59-51 with 5:24 to go. We'll be back in just a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, the home of the Indians. Fort Recovery girls lost today to Tri-Village, what, 66-41, you say?
Yeah, I think it was, 66-41, yep, 25 points.
We lost a heartbreaker last night. What's the problem?
I'm not sure what's going on.
Oh, they're complaining because Fort Recovery hadn't broken the huddle yet. Not a lot of love here between these two teams, and they haven't really played.
I'm not sure they've ever played them. Well, I think we got a little chip on our shoulder from last night. We're a little grumpy. There's a turnover on the Indians. And a turnover again.
Regan Martin got it right back. Almost with the steal there was Wade Gamble, but he lost the ball after he knocked it away. And Regan Martin picked it up. Martin with the ball. He'll hand off to Cale Rammel. Rammel to Derek Judy. Outside, Regan Martin dribbles in the lane, pops a 10-footer, missed it. Rebound comes down to Mason Stuck. Stuck with the basketball. Across the timeline. He's a 1,000-point scorer in his career, and he's only a junior, and so is Landon Newland, who has the ball right now, and he's only a junior. And Newland threw it away. I think he was intending to hit Jaden Streets and just screwed up.
Yeah, that was just a wild pass right there. Turnover number 16 for the Golden Gophers.
Hey, we all make mistakes.
Amen. Big China Grease doing one of the officials down there tonight.
Yeah, he does a lot of our games, actually.
Yes, he does. Great guy.
Right side, Gavin Toby. On the left, there's Derek Judy. Doesn't go. Derek's not very hot tonight. Here's Cale Rammel, and he got
it. Cale says, I can do it.
3-point basket for Cale Rammel. That gives him a bunch tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. That 19. Gives him 19 points.
19 for Cale, and he leads the team in scoring. Clay Spitz is next with 18. And there's a foul called on Cale Rammel. Cale and Mason Stuck were battling away there. So Stuck will go to the free throw line. Yes, he'll have 1-1.
Game's going to slow down here a little bit with some free throws now. We're a couple away from shooting a 1-1, and they're already at the line. So
4 minutes to go in the game here at Fort Recovery.
Indians up by 11.
Mason Stuck with the basketball. Puts it in the air, and he got it.
The young man practices those shots. You know that?
I bet you he does, being a coach's son.
7 for 8 for the team, not just him. 7 for 8 for the team.
And it's good again. And no, he is 5 of 5. Not officially on my book.
Yeah, that young man can shoot the free throws.
Gavin Toby right side to Regan Martin. Out front to Clay Smits. Clay holding the ball, passing on the left to Cale Rammel. Got a foul inside. Who's it on? Must be on Streets.
I think he was trying to block Regan from coming across the bottom, number 24.
So Wade Gamble picks up a personal foul. Here's Derek Judy tossing it in to Regan Martin in the right corner. Back to Cale Rammel on the left. Cale dribbling the ball to Gavin Toby, right side to Regan Martin. Out top to Clay Smits. Left side it goes. Derek Judy. There's Regan Martin. Back around the horn. Right side it goes to Cale Rammel. Clay Smits with the ball on the left side to Regan Martin. Martin dribbling.
I want to keep scoring here, Rob.
Right side to Derek Judy. Indians working the clock here. 3:13 left in the game. Gavin Toby feeds in the left corner. Cale Rammel open and can't get it to go down. Rebound comes down to the Golden Gophers, Wade Gamble.
Indians back in their man-to-man here again.
Landon Newland tried to pass into Mason, stuck, and it got knocked away. And here's Derek Judy being fouled in the act of shooting. Judy will go to the free throw line. He's been there one other time, hitting one of two. Derek has 3 points on the night, matching his number. Let's get off of that, Derek.
I'm with you.
Derek Judy is at the line. Judy, two.
Nate Crispin's our studio producer at the radio station. Nate doing a great job. And Owen Moorman here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com along with Mr. Neil Spencer. Free throws up and good by Derek Judy.
Grand
63-53. Derek Judy will have one more. 10-point lead for the Indians of Fort Recovery. It's up and good again.
Attaboy.
Again, right after we finish our broadcast here, we'll be going to the Jay County game at Newcastle. Here's a shot on the left side by Streets. No good. Rebound Brian Benn of Fort Recovery. Derek Judy, he'll fire down to Clay Smith, or to Gavin Toby. Back out to Dylan Evers. Here's Regan Martin. Brian Benn with the ball. Derek Judy on the left. Judy, they clear out for Judy. He drives and scores.
Great move right there. Give him 7 or 6 on the night.
66-53. Indians by 13 now with 2:15 to go in the game, and this game's about over. Here's a shot by Reppert on the right side. Missed it. I'll let him take that anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. Indians with their biggest lead of the night, I think.
Dylan Evers back outside it goes. Derek Judy with the ball. And Derek Judy is fouled. It's going to be 1-1 coming for Derek Judy.
Yeah, I think they're to that point now where they're 2 minutes to go and they're down 13 and they're going to put us on the line.
Derek Judy is 3 out of 4 at the line tonight. Bounces the basketball, puts it up. It is good.
Perfect.
4 out of 5.
Yeah, Indians 6 for 10 here so far in the evening. And we have to have these opportunities like this to make these free throws in a crunch time.
Look at that. Good again. Well, kind of cost us the game last night.
Well,
missed free throws.
Absolutely. And we're going to have to make them at crunch time sometime.
Mason stuck, puts the shot up. 3-pointer, no good. Rebound. Comes to Ridgemont. Here's stuck with the ball. Lost his balance. Tipped out of bounds by Newland. Fort Recovery will have the basketball. Landon Newland, 20 points for Ridgemont. 18 for Newland. 20 points for Jaden Streets.
Yeah, he's been bombing some threes in the second half, and he's been tough.
Derek Judy down to the, he's good, tried to pass it off. He got hit and hurt. So timeout on the court. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Wee woo, wee woo.
Do you know why I pulled you over, sir?
No, officer, I'm not aware.
You're speeding in a school zone.
Sorry, officer, I was trying to hurry up and get to Cooper's to dump my load of corn.
That is no reason to be speeding.
Markets are really nice prices right now. I'm making a profit this year.
Oh my, I didn't realize markets were that high. I'll let you off with a warning this time, but maybe I should give you an escort to Cooper Farms just to be safe.
Folks, let Cooper Farms help you with your corn marketing needs. Please give us a call at 1-800-637-7161.
Well, Coach Melton is trying to take Derek out of the game. As he is recovering down there on the bench, and I think the officials have finally agreed to let him do that. Cale Rammel came in. Well, maybe not.
Yeah, I saw Cale come over to the scoreboard, but he's standing up there right now. So
maybe the official wouldn't let him come out. Yep, he is on the bench. Derek Judy stays on the bench recovering from his injury, and Cale Rammel will go to the free throw line.
I think we'll kind of clear the bench here maybe after this. Golden Gophers did. They put all 5 different players in, so all their starters are out.
Cale Rammel puts it up and good. 68-59-53 now. Fort Recovery by 16 points.
Kale with 20 points and 9 rebounds. Needs one more rebound unofficially here for double-double.
Double-double. Both free throws are good by Kale Rammel in a substitute role for Derek Judy. Ridgemont with the ball. As you say, they took all their stars out of the game.
Yeah.
Passing on the left side. Shots, three-point shots, no good. Rebound comes down.
Kale Rammel. How about that, boys? Yep.
Tipped by Dylan Evers, and Kale ended up with the ball.
That's unofficial.
Unofficial double-double for Kale Rammel. Indians are not going to shoot the ball much here.
I'm not sure we'll shoot it again unless they're going to foul. So.
Gavin Toby back outside to Kale Rammel. Brian Benn on the left wing. Again, as soon as we wrap up our broadcast here, we're going to go to the Jay County game at Newcastle. You can hear that game on our other stations right now at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. But we'll be joining that here in a little bit. Outside to Kale Rammel. And that's your game.
Yeah, that's
70-53. Fort Recovery beats the Ridgemont Golden Gophers.
Just a formality here for the last couple ticks on the clock. And congratulations to the Indians. Score 70 points. That's a monumental success.
For us, that's a rare... That's a rare feat for us.
Absolutely.
We'll be back with the wrap-up of the game, possibly Coach Melton coming up right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinze planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency, and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinze planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, a happy night tonight. The Indians win 70-53 over the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. And let's head over to Dave Kalp, who has the scoring wrap-up. Dave?
Well, certainly a good night here for the Indians, and good to see them getting back on the winning trend here, and that's a good way to forget about last night, you know, and we talked about that earlier in the game. So Golden Gophers are going to fall now to 11-7 here on the year. They got a 70-mile trek back home after a couple losses, and I'm sure that bus will be pretty quiet. They did get some hot shooting from Jaden Streets here, and he ended up with 20 points. He was their leading scorer, followed by Landon Newland with 18. Mason Stuck had 13. Wade Gamble had 3 for the Golden Gophers. I think the big thing the coach is going to get on them about was 17 turnovers on the night here this evening, and they shot their free throws well. They were 8-for-9 from the free throw line. The Indians did get up on the rebounding, 25-19. They got better in the second half, but you know, for the Indians, I just felt like they couldn't guard us tonight. We had too many guys with some hot hands and hot hands early, and we ended up leading scorer for us tonight again with the double-double is Kale Rammel. I have him for 21 points and 10 rebounds. That was followed by Schmitty. Again, another solid night by Clay Schmitz. He had 18 points. And then Brian Benn, big boy, got some points down low, and he ended up with 12. And let's see, Derek Jeter had six. He had, what'd you say? He was 5 for 6 shooting free throws, Rob?
Derek Jeter was 5 for 6.
Yeah, how about that? That's awesome right there. Regan Martin with a couple, Gavin Toby with 3. And I'm giving him the game ball after that slam dunk he had there in the second quarter. Man, he got me fired up. That was absolutely awesome. Indians took good care of the ball. They only had 4 turnovers as far as I'm concerned here tonight. And you know what? It's going to make them feel a little better here going into next week. They finished this ball game tonight with a hot ham. You know, we didn't score as many points in the second quarter, second half as we did. But, you know, we had not bad. Not bad. We scored 23 points, 21 points, 10 points, 16 points. I'll take that every game, especially with our defense. And I think our defense maybe laxed a little bit tonight. We are a very defensive-minded game. Coach, you know, Coach Melton preaches the defense. And the main thing is, yeah, we were holding these guys to their season lows and their points. But it doesn't matter if we can't outscore them. So it was good to see us get up and down the floor. Get some easy buckets, some transition buckets, and that's the kind of ball I think the Indians are, you know, that's what they can play. And hopefully we get Owen Jeter back out there, and let's get up and down the floor. I thought that was really fun to watch tonight.
Yeah, it was a fun game to watch. Again, Fort Recovery winning 70-53. The reserve team only played 2 quarters, and they won easily 25-14. They were led in scoring by Rex Leverett with 9 points on 3 3-point baskets. 6 points apiece for Landon Post and Caleb Evers. Each of them had 3 2-point baskets. It was 3 points for Troy Homan on 1 free throw and a 2-point basket. They only had 4 guys scoring. 25-14, Indians win the reserve game, which only went for 2 quarters. We'll have... hopefully Coach Melton here momentarily, and then we'll be getting away to that big championship game at Newcastle between Jay County and Hamilton Heights this evening in high school girls basketball. Well, and again, you can hear that whole game is going on right now on our other stations at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM.
I'll let you wrap things up here, Rob. If Coach comes out, hope you get to talk to him and congratulate him for me, and I'll hit the road. And when you coming back? When's your next broadcast?
Supposedly next weekend, but I with this COVID stuff, we have so many game changes.
Yeah,
it's hard for me to keep up with when I'm coming and when I'm not.
I'll find out, and I'll be back to join you.
We originally had both games for next weekend on our schedule, but I think maybe I have to drop one of them. So we'll see.
Right?
We'll see.
Very good.
See how it goes.
All right. Very good.
I don't know if we have a conference. Do we have a conference game next week or not?
I don't look at the schedule. I really don't know. I'll know this week here, but I'm not sure. We only got 3 games left, right? We haven't played Brazil's, have we? Maybe we played Brazil's at Brazil's. I think we did. You're right.
Well, I don't know. You're my best guess on that.
I think we did. I know we played the girls, and so we probably played them that same weekend. So looks like Coach is coming out. So I'd like to hear what he's got to say.
Okay, here comes Jim Melton over to the radio booth. He's got to be a happy guy tonight, I know.
Yes, sir.
We'll give him the headset here. Again, Fort Recovery wins 70-53 over the Ridgemont Golden Gophers here this evening. And put the old headset on there. Jim Melton is with us, head coach of Fort Recovery. Congratulations, Jim. Excellent win tonight.
Thank you.
70-53, and a great first half of scoring. The guys had their shooting shoes on.
They sure did. 44 points and a half. I mean, you know, we've got to figure out how to continue that in the second half here. You know, we've been struggling a little bit scoring in the second half, but, you know, we're making strides. I think we were 7 for 7 from the free throw line the second half.
Could be.
I challenged them defensively. You know, we give up 42 a game, so I challenged them if we could meet our standards. We only gave up 21, so they did that. I'm proud of the guys for, executing our adjustments and the challenges that I presented to them at halftime.
And as you said in our pregame show, this is a nice little team. They were a challenge.
Yeah, number 5's a baller. He can play. Yes.
Landon Newland, and he scored over 1,000 points in his career. He's only a junior in... Mason
wow.
Stuck also has scored over 1,000 points.
2,000 point scorer.
And he's only a junior.
So they're going to be a nice ball club next year as well. You know, we made an adjustment. If you guys noticed, we kind of switched over and put Regan. We kind of figured out who, you know, thought we'd put Gavin on him. You know, we just kind of rotated guys. But I thought Regan did a pretty good job for the most part. You know, and then we changed it up there a little bit in the second half, tried to mix it up.
Gavin, Toby, two dunks on two nights. He's going to start selling more tickets.
Well, that one was in traffic, you know, too. So that one was really impressive.
It was.
You know, they both were. But, you know, as a coach, you just cringe because you just don't want anything to happen to him. You know, when Dylan, I thought Dylan was going to hammer it, too.
Yeah, he almost
did. He's capable. He can do it two hands, one hand anyway. So,
yeah, he almost did, too. We had Kale unofficially double-double tonight, 21 points, 10 rebounds.
Yeah, that's what one of the coaches said to me, that's keeping the stats down there. They're unofficial, obviously, but
right.
Yeah.
We also had under five turnovers tonight.
Yeah, last night I had us for five on film. When I broke it down on film, the assistant said we had six, but I only had five. So, you know, I don't know what you had us for last night, but that's a pretty darn good weekend.
Anytime you can do that for two games in a row in the same weekend, that's what you want at the
end
of
really
the year.
Two really good ball clubs, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And Brian Benn, he did a nice job coming in off the bench, getting 12 points tonight.
Yeah, Brian, the big man in the middle, he always does it. You know, he always does what we ask of him. Clay, I thought Clay, you know, he's feeling it. He's starting to get back into Clay Schmitz and the stride that, you know, we were accustomed to, you know, the Clay Schmitz that the Fort knows.
Right.
And, you know, he's our captain. He's our leader. And, you know, he does a great job. And, you know, and honestly, those two, like I told you in the pregame, you know, when they found out that I was moving some guys around, you know, because they like coming out through the fog machine and getting their names announced and stuff. It's just, you know, it's a special experience for them.
Sure,
We all love to spread that love around. So it's exciting to see a team be so unselfish in terms of, you know, just not really mattering who's starting or, you know, who gets the glory. They don't care.
Right, exactly. That's what team's all about right there. Well, hey, congratulations again, and let's hope Owen Judy continues to improve on his injury. And I don't know if we'll see him next weekend or not, but
prayers. We're hoping to get him back soon. We really don't know a timeline. We might get one by Monday or Tuesday as far as a precise timeline.
Well, we hope it's. We certainly need him back before the tournament. That's for sure.
Yes.
So, and that is coming right up here. As we mentioned in the pregame, the tournament draw or bracket is being made tomorrow, and you got two games next weekend.
Yes, we go to Versailles, back in the MAC on the road. And then we'll come back at home. That was supposed to be our game in the Hoosier Gym, you know, with the COVID restrictions. With South Adams on Saturday night. We were supposed to be down at the Hoosier Gym. But with COVID, we decided, you know, both teams agreed to bring it back here because the venue's bigger and, you know, we can, you know, accommodate more patrons. And, you know,
sure.
And then the following week, we'll wind up the regular season at home with New Bremen.
Okay, well, hey, thanks so much, and we'll see you next weekend.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, as the Indians win tonight 70-53 over the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. And thanks again for listening, folks. Stay tuned. Nate Christman will be joining the game with Jay County and Hamilton Heights from Newcastle coming right up. Have a very pleasant good evening, everyone. Congratulations to the Fort Recovery Indians, improving their record to 10-9 on the year with a 70-53 victory here this evening.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.